CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
À Fumban comme à Bafoussam, la fréquence de l'actualité 91.1 FM, le premier journal de Kelly Eben. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners. The top stories. The 18th edition of 16 Days of Activism to Combat Gender-Based Violence, hinged on the theme Responding and Rebuilding After the Abuse, will be officially launched today in Yaoundé by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family. In sports, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo are the 2024 Cameroon Football Champion of Champions following their 2-1 win over Victoria United of Limbe in Douala, played over the weekend. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The 18th edition of the global campaign on the 16 days of activism to fight violence against women and girls kicks off today, November the 25th, to run till the 10th of December 2024. Pegged on the theme, Responding and Rebuilding After the Abuse, the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abinondwa, will officially launch the campaign at the Central Regional Council in Yaoundé as from 9 a.m. The week-long campaign will feature various activities geared at raising awareness and fostering healing for affected women and girls across the nation. This comes at a time when more than 39% of women in Cameroon suffer from gender-based violence, as you tell us, Joyce Clifftata.
Reports from the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family holds that more than 39% of women in Cameroon suffer from gender-based violence, especially those between the ages of 15 to 39 years. Be it physical, social, economic, or psychological violence, Madame Martine Ongola, Director in Charge of the Social Promotion of Women in the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family, says government completely frowns at its perpetrators.
Le travail du MITEL, la pension de la famille, est de coordonner les différentes actions.
The Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family is tasked to coordinate different actions instituted to protect victims of violence. And for their psychosocial follow-up, we are working in partnership with the Ministry of Social Affairs. In all our regional stations, we have platforms which cater for such persons.
Qui permet de mettre la victime en confiance.
She adds that victims of gender-based violence are not left out in the cold to fend for themselves.
We have, for example, the Yaoundé 5 Center, which allows us to take care for 2 to 3 days any woman who has been abused before taking further decision.
Experts also reveal that poverty is most often the root cause of gender-based violence, and so it is important women snap out of every form of laziness and strive for financial autonomy.
Joyce Clifftata in that report. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengeni, together with her counterpart in charge of Public Works, Housing and Urban Development, Decentralization and Local Development and Public Contracts, will today, as from 10 a.m., conduct a guided tour of certain infrastructure and buildings open to the public in view of assessing universal accessibility and the extent to which the disability approach has been taken into account in these structures. The structures concerned are the headquarters of the National Assembly, the Telecommunications Regulatory Agency, and the National Center for the Rehabilitation of Persons with Disabilities. This event will also be marked by the official launch of the 33rd edition of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities under the theme Strengthening the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. A land border demarcation and delimitation meeting between Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea begin in Djibloho today. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antangaji, is leading Cameroon's delegation at the behest of President Paul Biya, comprising experts drafted from MINCAF, MINAT, MINREX, some specialized public administrations, as well as security services. The meeting is the first of its kind since the town of Ambam hosted 40 years ago. Senior citizens aged 70 and above will on November the 30th in Yaoundé showcase their talents and share their experiences at the much-anticipated Miss and Master Laughter 2024 event. Organized by an association known as Living Alternatives for the Aging, this initiative celebrates the resilience, wisdom, and beauty of Cameroon's elderly population. At Parliament, members of the National Assembly have adopted four draft laws relating to international cooperation put at their disposal by the executive. This follows a prior substantive study at the level of general committees and general debate yesterday in the plenary sitting chaired by the Deputy Speaker, Honorable Kombo Berry. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe has the details.
The bill to authorize the President of the Republic to proceed with Cameroon's accession to the Convention of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to Combat International Terrorism, defended by the Minister of External Relations, Mbelambela, has received the endorsement of the People's Representatives. The piece of legislation has as objective to lay down the groundwork for Islamic cooperation to combat terrorism in both security and judicial fields. After the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat, defended the bill to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the Beijing Treaty on Audiovisual Performances, the MPs stamped their mark of approval. This in order to reap the benefits of the treaty, which deals with, among other things, providing additional protection to the rights of performers in their audiovisual performances in a manner as effective and uniform as possible. The House also adopted the draft law to authorize the President of the Republic to proceed with Cameroon's accession to the Geneva Act of the Lisbon Agreement on appellations of origin and geographical indications. It aims to protect goods where the quality of the good is connected to their place of origin. The interim Minister of Mines, Phul Callistus Gentry, defended that draft law. Meanwhile, the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, stood for another to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the Convention on the Establishment of the International Organization for Marine Aids to Navigation. The draft law seeks to strengthen international cooperation in marine aids to navigation and so render maritime transport safe by adopting marine environment-friendly practices and modernizing the maritime transport infrastructure. It was adopted by the parliamentarians, who also questioned the four members of government on some salient issues of interest during the general debates under the auspices of Deputy Speaker Honorable Kombo Gberi.
Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe in that report. And we talk sports. Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo have made history by claiming both the Cameroon Football Cup and the Super Cup in a single season. In a thrilling Super Cup final held at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium in Douala, Colombe defeated Elite One champions Victoria United 2-1. Harrison Ashutiku watched the encounter and put together this report.
Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo made known their intentions in the encounter at the 17 minutes when Zakaria Tuyene fired in the first goal. The score remains the same throughout the remaining minutes of the first half. In a bid to bounce back in the clash, Wilfred Nathan Douala took advantage of an error from goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe at the 59 minutes to net in the equalizer. Determined to carry the day, Colombe Sportive kept pushing for another goal right up to additional time. Their efforts paid off 3 minutes to the final whistle with a rebound goal from substitute Victoire Hanzogo, which sent their fans at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium into a frenzy. At the blast of the final whistle, Captain Randy Kwala lifted the trophy from the hands of the first vice president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Celine Eko, leaving his goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe overwhelmed.
I feel joyful for this victory because it's our second trophy this season. When you are a great player, you accept it. It is part of football. But the problem is not to remain where it has happened, but to come out from it. I think that's what I did to galvanize my player, because I think a football game is 90 minutes. A final, we don't play final, we win final.
Following the 2-1 win over Victoria United, Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo for the first time are winners of the Cup of Cameroon and Super Cup in the same football season. Christian Bezigi Harrison Ashutik on special assignment in Douala.
And that was it for the 6:30 AM news, brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le matinée de la CIAC TV continues in a moment.
Merci pour tant de charité.